is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, welcome back. You forgive me just now. I was looking up at the sky. I heard that just now. The plane. I wonder how many of you remember that. How many of you remember that on this good Monday, the 24th of June, 2024? You're on the clock with Erin Green, and we've got lots to talk about this morning, including the plane. Joining me in studio this morning is Mr. C.A. Newry. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
The plane. That's from Fantasy Island some years ago. I used to watch that. Mm-hmm. We live on a fantasy island, perhaps? Perhaps.
Yeah, something.
Just doing some poetic license there. Something's
not real about this place.
Yeah, but I know we have a number of stories we're going to go through. One of the stories is we're going to be talking about the plane.
Yes.
The plane. And whether there are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different stories circulating, or all of it is
That's good, because I'm wondering if it's 6 or 7 different planes, so because these individuals couldn't be talking about the same plane.
But that would make more sense if there's different planes being spoken about.
Yeah.
It would make sense to me, because right now it's just different stories, erroneous stories or factual stories.
Nothing's lining up.
That doesn't line up.
Yeah, absolutely. So as Mr. Newry said, we're going to get to the headlines. I've got some traffic stories. It's not that I like sharing traffic stories, but I think it's important for us to keep in our consciousness that we are in the midst of a road crisis, a driving crisis, a traffic crisis. I just want to highlight 3-4 things I saw over the last week that I thought were extremely troubling. First is we have a story coming out of Eleuthera. Sad news. I think on Saturday, a elderly resident lost control of their vehicle, hit a pole, and tragically succumbed to their injuries in Spanish Wells. Second story. Now, I saw a video on the weekend, a video on social media. The video was shot by someone in a vehicle who was essentially trailing or following another vehicle. The vehicle was weaving dangerously in and out of traffic. In fact, for most of the time on the video, the individual was challenging and threatening motorists by entering their lane in the wrong direction, driving at them head on, forcing them to drive off the road onto the sidewalk or onto the edge of the road. We call the verge. Small Japanese style car. And the car was also seen entering the roundabout in the wrong from the wrong direction. So as when we get to the roundabout, because we drive on the left, we go clockwise around the roundabout.
Yes, clockwise.
This vehicle entered, turned right onto the roundabout and went anti-clockwise.
Interesting.
Around the roundabout.
Hmm.
Driving almost head on into the vehicle that was filming them right as the video ended. Two more quick stories. Extremely troubling. So last week, early in the week, I saw a picture of a man straddling, like hanging on to the roof of a small rental car, and there appeared to be a female driver sitting behind the wheel. Again, it was an image, but it appeared as if the car was in a parking lot and the vehicle was not moving. 4 days, 5 days later, I see a video of the incident where the man is hanging onto the roof of the car as the car is moving, and the man is attempting to punch the driver of the vehicle. A man straddling or hanging on to a moving car, the roof of a moving car, attempting to punch the driver of the vehicle. Now, on social media, I saw some people saying that this is not a domestic violence incident. They don't think these people know each other. What they observed was the man is the driver of the car that he was on the roof of, and that his vehicle was blocking in another patron. And that driver became frustrated and jumped into the other driver's car. And I'm not sure how the situation evolved to the man hanging onto the roof of a moving vehicle and the vehicle entering traffic.
This happened in the Bahamas?
Yeah, this happened in the Bahamas. You may think that that is the most egregious story I'm going to tell you today. I saw another video on social media of a parked car being hit with what appeared to be a missile. But don't worry, DeSantis, we don't have any missiles in the Bahamas. This was just a moving vehicle. In fact, the vehicle looked like it could be making 75 to 80 miles an hour. And when it hit the car, there was a big ball of light. It swiped the side of the car and then came to a complete stop, I imagine, a couple hundred yards up the road. Parked car hit by another car that appeared like a missile. This is after last weekend when we had the tragic news that a man killed his brother with a vehicle. So I want to take this moment to remind the motoring public that it is a traffic offense to use your phone while you're operating a motor vehicle. It's a traffic offense to have that phone in your hand, even if you are not using it. A cell phone is not like a service animal or an emotional support pet. The cell phone should not be your focus while you're driving. For those of you who think that you have, for those of you who think that you are stealthy, you are smart, you are sharp, because the police have never ticketed you for driving with your cell phone, it's not that they cannot see you using your cell phone. It's that they don't care. They just don't care. I imagine many of them say, if they won't kill themselves, let them kill themselves. But that's not the problem. The problem is that you risk killing other people on the road. Before you get upset and accuse people of bullying you on the road, of running you off the road, you have to ask yourself, cell phone while I'm driving, an obstruction in traffic, and am I a danger to other motorists and road users? It is an offense to drive with your cell phone in your hand, to text and drive, to watch your videos and drive. It is an offense. It is not a justification for driving 15 miles an hour. It's not a justification for obstructing traffic. It's not a justification for running stop signs and red lights. It is a traffic offense, whether the police enforce it or not. And it is one of the biggest dangers on the road today. please put your cell phone down and drive like a reasonable, sensible human being. We'll put that right there. Here's another headline. Mr. Nure, I heard that some security companies are still mistreating security officers and security guards. They're hosting a protest tomorrow, Tuesday the 25th at 12 p.m. at PMH. There's also another protest event happening on Tuesday, the 25th of June. Tada Takeover Tuesday Child Protection Protest will be taking place at 5 p.m. in Rawson Square, and that's organized by Burroughs for a Better Bahamas and Hummingbirds United. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Well, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You know, you're right on point. You know what they do in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
an island just like us? If you have an accident, a subpoena,
mm-hmm.
the cell phone company, to tell them what was your phone during, what was your phone doing during the incident?
Yep.
And they can tell exactly what you were doing on that phone.
Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy? Actually, they can tell whatever you do on the phone. Now, my last and final point, and I'd mentioned this to you before, is this island, not country, this island,
mm-hmm.
needs a 24-hour-a-day highway patrol. You know how they have the state troopers in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't get in your car and not buckle up, do 85 miles an hour, go on the roundabout the wrong way, and play crazy. Because they got some state troopers, and believe me, they crazier.
Absolutely.
So if we had a 24-hour-a-day highway patrol, an incident happened, they couldn't get very far. Because you can't drive faster than a radio signal. And they could say, for instance, if there's an issue on Kemp Road, you have a highway patrol officer on Shirley Street, Wolf Road, and right here in the center, what we call Bar 20 Road, I guess. And they just find out the direction you're heading, the color of the vehicle, and they got you. And you know how much problems this would solve. In addition to that, if your bumper drop off, your light hanging out, and all the infractions, they pull you over and they don't book you because that would be mean. They enter your license plate in the computer, your name, driver's license, and they say, if you don't get this fixed and we see you tomorrow anywhere on the island, any police officer can pull up the license plate and see that you were warned. At that point, we have some serious issues. I won't say what they are, but you can put whatever law you need in place. So I'll wrap up with this, a 24-hour-a-day highway patrol. How do we incentivize the police? They will have body cams. A few thousand more dollars, but I won't say it.
They have body cams now, man?
No, every police could have one for a few thousand more. And why do I need a body camera? Because when they pull you over and they book you, you'll see exactly how you reacted in front of the officer. The officer will also have proof of what you did from the street cameras and his body cam, and he will get a percentage of every ticket. Best believe if your headlight dangling out, he can pull you over and ticket you because he will get a percentage. See, that's called a bonus. That's called incentive.
Mm-hmm.
You want to fix the Bahamas? It's so easy to do, but you got to be willing to. And what I've observed is we just, as they said in the movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, we just bloody pirates. So you can't change a pirate. He could be, always be a pirate. You could put a suit on him, throw him in some house, but he's still a pirate. So when you're ready to fix the Bahamas, let me know, because it starts, like Giuliani said, taking back your streets. That's how he cleaned up New York.
Absolutely.
And we have no control of our streets right now. As you always say every day you come on here, that's why I'm harping on this. Let's fix the Bahamas. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Take care of the pennies and the pounds will take care of themselves, they say. Good morning. Can I send you the aircraft's photos via WhatsApp? Yes, text. I will save this text and I'll send you a WhatsApp number.
What aircraft photos are you talking about? Are you talking about the aircraft we're talking about?
He could be talking about the plane, right? Or he could be talking about an incident that occurred yesterday. There was an aviation incident. I saw a brief breaking news headline from on ZNS, and I realize now that I'm not sure if I've seen it in today's, yeah, here we go, in today's Tribune. Emergency, but all safe. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Authority said it has opened an investigation into an incident involving a seaplane that made an emergency landing in Bimini with 10 people on board. No injuries were reported. The story is on page 2 of the Tribune. Pull open this paper, Guardian, very quickly. Just to reconfirm, yes, that story is only in the Tribune at this point. So, that was a little housekeeping. Again, I just want to remind people that put your cell phone down. It's very risky. And you become a hazard to other road users because you think your phone call is more important than being focused on the road and aware of what's happening around you 360 degrees, and that you are obligated to share the road with other users. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how it's time for Brave Davis to get a refund on these dual carriageways because Bahamians, and particularly Bahamians who have driven or traveled in the States, and they know how dual carriageways work, refuse to use them properly. In New Providence, I say, let's just get a refund on it. Just get a refund. Ms. Newry, mm-hmm. Here are some of the other headlines. Don't jump to conclusions as police look into recent dog killing incident. Pintard calls on government to respond to gas retailers. Price comparison portal for breadbasket items to launch. AG, BPL can buy back all shares if it wants. Pintard says defense of no-bid deals at BPL is a farce. Colby Davis fires back at Pintard on latest criticism. It's about time casinos and web shops pay same taxes. And then government allocation for aircraft outrageous. New plane will be used primarily by police, Monroe says. And then I don't know if you guys knew that there's a little protest going on in Kenya. The Kenyans, primarily Gen Z, Kenyan youth, are protesting the government's attempt to, what they say, force through a finance bill filled with many changes. So hopefully we can get to all of those in a moment. I want to start with the don't jump to conclusions as police look into recent dog killing. Deputy Commissioner of Police Lamont Delavaux said he and Police Commissioner Clayton Fernanda are, quote, true believers, close quotes, in animal rights, and urged the public not to jump to conclusions before police finish investigating a recent dog killing incident. Police were looking for a man who reportedly tried to remove his ankle bracelet when they shot and killed a family's dog in Kemp Road. The incident incensed the public, especially after the owner said police failed to apologize and show remorse. DCP Delavaux said Chief Superintendent Marlon Fulford, the officer in charge of the Complaints and Corruption Branch, is leading the investigation. He insisted the public will be advised and informed about the matter when the investigation is done. Alliance for Animal Rights and Kindness, BARC, expressed deep concern and frustration regarding the apparent lack of accountability by police. It is disheartening to witness the recurring instances where accountability is either avoided or overlooked despite all of the clear expectations from the animal rights groups and the public, she told the Tribune. Tiana Ferguson, 21, said police showed up at her two-story apartment complex in Kemp Road on Sunday looking for someone with an ankle bracelet. When she opened the door, two men in camouflage uniforms and her dog Milo went outside. Sorry, when she opened the door, two men in camouflage uniforms, her dog Milo went outside. Quote, my dog went towards one of the police and I tried to grab the dog back, she said. Quote, I was like inches away from the dog. I heard two shots. My dog was down and I was crying, close quotes. So just some quick questions before we move on to the next story. Does the RBPF know that video of the interaction between the dog owner and police has been circulating for days while they ask us to wait until the investigation is done? Do the police have body cam footage to corroborate eyewitness testimony? This is that thing about body cams again. Were these officers wearing body cams? Not mentioned in the story at all. And surely, to build confidence in the Bahamian public, you would say, if they were wearing body cams, the officers were wearing body cams, and we will use them as a part of our investigation to corroborate testimony from witnesses. So it doesn't become testimony evidence. It doesn't become testimony until it goes to court. But here's a more important question. Producer, let's try to grab that next call when it if it pops up again. A witness says the young lady, Tian, like inches away from the dog, close quotes, when the officer discharged their weapon. That's part for me that's very concerning. She says she was inches, like inches away from the dog when the officer discharged their weapon. Surely that is of concern and should be addressed in the investigation. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Neri.
Morning.
I don't want to talk about that, but I saw the video. And from my justification, the officer had every right to protect himself.
Protect himself from what?
From the dog. Yeah, I see the video. But anyway, I come to talk about
did
that.
Did you see, hold on, did you see the video of the officer shooting the dog? You saw the a video of the scene.
I won't go in detail, but I saw the whole video.
No, Pumpkin Eater, what I'm saying is that I have seen a video that documents interaction between the police officers and the owner of the dog after the dog was shot. A video available that shows when the dog was shot and the scene immediately before the dog was shot.
Yes, they are the videos out there. Put it that way. They are the videos out there.
All right, so I haven't seen that video, but it's one thing to say that you are in fear of your life because a suspect pointed a weapon at you. It's another thing to say that you were in fear of your life, that the dog was going to injure you grievously to the point that you may risk losing your life. But it's the question of the statement by the young lady who says
what
she
I
was...
Could do,
Pumpkin Eater, I'm still talking.
Oh, sure. I will make sure I got to talk about that.
No.
Go ahead.
But Pumpkin Eater, I talk in. There's no need to be like that. I don't even want to use the word rude, but what's the point? If we talking, and I'm trying to ask you questions so that we could clarify... Because there are police officers involved, right? And we're taking it seriously. So let's have a clear conversation. Yes, I want people to call in, but I don't want you to talk over me while I'm talking. Producer, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron.
Hi, Pumpkin Eater.
I'm back, right?
Yeah, you back.
Okay, now, I want to go on what Graham was talking about. I was pretty interested. Sorry, I didn't know I'm ready. I'm in my check. I had to switch back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
About the CCTV.
Mm-hmm.
What is so interesting about that, Aaron Green? And Mary and Nuri, good morning again to Nuri and your producer. The CCTV, this government is going to be talking about, it's going to have AI in it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You didn't know that CCTV got AI around the real China, I think.
What aspects of the technology will be AI-driven?
I haven't saw the details yet. I don't want to elaborate on the details.
Do you know these are providing
the
technology?
Company.
Because there's a very big...
Yeah, they call it a company. Sorry,
because there's a very big concern that most of the technology has been developed in the European part of the world with data sets and information gathered from primarily European people, and these apps are having difficulty with accurately identifying people of color. And the darker the skin tone, the less accurate the technology is. And so before you employ any technology involving AI, especially if it's a part of law, crime and justice, then you have to, I think you need to show the people that you are aware of the issues surrounding the technology and you are certain that you have created or selected solutions that are appropriate for this context, appropriate for this environment.
The only thing I have with the AI and it's a civil matter, human rights matter. I'm in my neighborhood, or I'm in my yard, or walking through my road. How far do AI allow? How far the cameras, the CCTV cameras, are allowed to go, allowed to record? Because we are still admitted to privacy,
right?
Not just in our home.
Right, but no, you have privacy in your home. There's a degree of privacy in the backyard. But see, this is why every time the government announces the intent to use new technology, then we must have a thorough conversation about it, because now we need to ensure that there are rules and regulations in place.
Yeah.
There's laws and legislation that describe clearly what is a public space and what is the individual's expectation of privacy within the home and on the property and outside of the property.
Yes, I remember back then in the summertime, all of us still do it. We hang out to our corner. You know, some corners are dead end. I have a dead end corner. And I hang it on a neighbor's wall or anything. And at the age of 18 or 19, you could have a beer in your hand. I'm not saying encouraging beer. But the point is, isn't your part of your neighborhood considered? I'm not a lawyer, but maybe you have a lawyer, come on. It's not considered some sort of privacy, too? On my wall?
No.
On my wall, or I my neighbor's yard, or around the corner, or in the corner, in the dead end? Follow me?
If you're on private property, then there is a degree of privacy that you have. But again, the question the question is, do we have legislation governing and defining clearly what is considered a private space and what is considered a public space? For instance, to what extent can police operate drones above your home? Do they require a warrant to attempt to observe what's going on within your property?
It's clear on in the home and in the backyard. I'm talking about
It's not clear.
Okay.
Which is the point. It's not clear. We have presumptions that it's clear, and many of those presumptions are based on the misunderstanding that we think that we're American and those laws apply to us, but they don't.
No.
Thank you, Pumpkinhead. I got another caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. One more time. I'm sorry we missed you. But we need to have an entire conversation, and I was hoping that that would have been initiated at the recent RBPF Tech Expo, right? That there were conversations around privacy, the rules and regulations, how policy has been created from the existing rules and regulations, whether we need new legislation, are there any NGOs operating around these issues? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, how you do?
Thank God for life as usual. Good morning, Mr. Nerian. Good morning, Bahamas Poppy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, blessings.
What's up, bro? You there?
Yeah, right here, man. Just listening.
Got something for you. Before I forget, June. I know we talk about Juneteenth, right?
Juneteenth, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you explained my battery. Sorry about that. I think you explained before what that fry and Juneteenth mean. I was listening. I wanted to ask you if the embassy did it, like how they did it for the last 3 years where they flagged it. I don't know if it's a pink flag, a colorful rainbow flag, or whatever, but I did hear on the news a couple months ago where I'm going to try to pronounce my boy's name, the Republican governor in Florida.
DeSantis?
DeSantis, that's right. Where they either ban it or stop it or didn't let it happen, where they had it on the government, I don't know, at the what they call the Congress or the Speaker House over there in Florida or whatever.
So DeSantis barred the raising of LGBT flags?
Hold on, Papa. it's all about manners and respect. I'm going to talk when you're talking. So,
I'd
rather like hang up and listen.
Oh, no, it isn't going to work like that.
Okay, so.
I just want you to know, and thank you for that little snapshot. I want you to know it is not going to work like that.
Okay,
you're not going to call the show and then say whatever you want to say.
No.
Hold on, pause. Papa, I'm not being rude. I'm not assigning blame to you. I am making a point for... Call the show and read off a press statement. Say what you want to say. Hold on. Say what you want to say, and then I have to wait for you to hang up to respond to it. First of all, you may say something that is erroneous that we need to clear up for the purpose of carrying on the conversation.
Oh, yes,
you may say something that is libelous, but you're unaware of, and you would give me a moment to correct that quickly, and then we could move on to the conversation.
That's what I really just want to do when I ask you so you could explain it to me. I really don't... But where I know you speak, go to another call, and then I have another point I want to ask Mr.
Go on, Papa. Go on.
We ain't going to do it that way.
No, go on.
We ain't going to do it that way. So I was wondering, like, if they still do it over here, and is it correct what I was saying? Did DeSantis do anything over there? What it is he do, if you're aware of...
All right. Let me respond to that part quickly.
Okay.
I am unaware of any action by DeSantis to restrict the display of LGBT symbols and insignia on state property and state buildings. I am unaware of that. Earlier you mentioned June, and I said Juneteenth because I thought you were talking about the African American of Emancipation.
When they do the pride thing with the flag?
Right. So let me just say that I know now that we're talking about June, which is Pride Month in the U.S. I am unaware of whether the flag was raised this year. As you know, we have a new chargé d'affaires, and I'm not certain that this new chargé has taken up the LGBT pride matter in the same way that the old chargé has. They are allowed to identify whatever issues or projects that they want to focus on particularly. So I'm not aware, but there were some activities that took place so far in Pride Month, facilitated by the U.S. Embassy in honor of June, U.S.'s Pride Month.
Nassau, Bahamas.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, in Nassau, Bahamas.
Okay. You know, I don't want to ask you, Mr. Neri, but Mr. Neri, because he's be on the WhatsApp, and I think you sound like you was be listening to it too, right?
My WhatsApp dry.
Don't worry, you still get some.
Yes, sir.
God forgive me, please. Sorry for laughing.
Well, everything okay.
What I'm going to say... the WhatsApp thing, what I wanted to find out, but this is more important. I don't want to know if you and Nuri see or what y'all, if y'all hear anything where the opposition leader was saying, like how you was reading them things from the papers. I think you mentioned something, what he mentioned, but
BPL?
I was wondering if that was the story where I hear in the news where he's suggesting that, I don't know if it's the business people or custom or whosoever, I mean, I don't know who he mean exactly, say they should sue the government for this thing with the JDL.
Okay, the cargo thing.
Yeah.
All right.
One last thing.
I'm going to get to that later in the week.
Okay. All right, that's okay with me. One last thing. Did y'all hear the WhatsApp with V. Alfred,
cabinet
minister?
Who?
V. Alfred.
Say what?
Cabinet minister, did you hear him? V. Alfred, where he's suggesting that the cabinet ministers of this new day government, telling them that they should keep courtesy to the people and return calls to the people, and the day you do that.
By the people, he meant him.
Huh?
When he said people, he meant him. He is people.
He meant us.
No, he meant him.
He meant us.
He said it clearly.
I don't know. Maybe not you, but he meant us.
I know he didn't mean me.
Yeah, okay. Well, he meant us.
Okay.
Did you hear what you think about it?
I
can't listen. I could go now, teacher.
Yes.
I could go now, Mr.
Papa, don't be like that. But yes, sir. It's a pleasure to hear from you this morning.
Minus and respect. Right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I didn't know V. Alfred Gray had a mouth. He didn't have one for his last term in administration. He didn't have one, so I'm surprised.
Different position.
Mayor Gwana still don't have lights on the runway. There's still 2 inches of water in the airport. The airport is non-functioning. Nobody know where the Q group is. There's no technician. I group is. There's no technician in BTC technician in Mayor Gwana since September. They don't know when they're going to get any. They got to wait weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks just for a status update on their issues. V. Alfred Gray trying to talk to people? I thought he was in that cave hoping that nobody remember his name.
His Excellency, Ambassador V. Alfred Gray.
Hold on, he's an ambassador?
He's an ambassador.
and calling, making calls like that, that cabinet ministers don't.
Man, make an appeal. They're not answering him anymore. He's reminding them. They got at least acknowledge him when he does do WhatsApp. He's concerned.
No. See, that's the problem right now. Government doesn't conduct business on WhatsApp. That's what happened, Sir, Your Excellency, Mr. V. Alfred. Y'all go hide from the hurricane in the cave. Gray, who's now an ambassador and a part of the diplomatic service.
Yes.
Him? Yeah. That's because government doesn't conduct business on WhatsApp in the same way that it shouldn't be conducting business on TikTok. TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, these should not be your main means of communication with the public. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Newton. Very provocative show. You know, I was so intrigued. Thanks for the laugh about Mr. Gray with the hiding in the cave and whatever you thought he had about. All that gave me a good laugh for the day, right? Another laugh is I need a mango police errand. Mangoes on the ground in the grove, and you got your arguing for your mangoes in your own yard, you know it is. But I wanted to touch on something that Grant would touch on, what I normally describe as a panopticon or a prison planet.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I called and said that it's a prison planet is because you could actually use technology to implement the type of systems that Grant is speaking about. Hence, the government could collect revenue. But what I wanted to touch on was before it's coming in, and they know of this, they have body cams, but if they can turn them off when they feel like, then if you in the presence, let's give a quick scenario. If you in the presence of five officers, four officers, you're doing a search warrant, and you enter a particular room, and you said your camera, what's the reason? If you give an excuse that your camera went, it dysfunctioned.
Mm-hmm.
But you should have other officers there to record the same incident. So what that means is you can't have four or five officers and somebody else with all of the cameras off.
Yeah.
This is the advantage they have. And so, whether it's being done or not, but it should be some accountability. So there should be some kind of op in which you cannot turn it off. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, it's futile if you're saying the body cam. The body cam is there to protect the officer and the citizen. Until then, it's just a one-way street. So,
yes, sir.
That's where we're headed as it relates to driving. You know, I'm a cyclist right there, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, I'm interested in people on their cell phones. But this is like, all right, on Blue Road, normally when I walk my daughter to school,
mm-hmm.
we'll have like about 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 drivers with their phone in their hand. Some would have it on, like, where you cannot see it. Some would have it in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have different methods of being on the phone to try and mitigate getting into an accident. But as a man born in the 60s, I can see the stiff-neckedness
mm-hmm.
in humanity, the social engineering, the mindlessness that's going on the streets. And it's a raceway, basically, in the night. But bicycle, they wouldn't believe the price of it. But this is just a disrespect for one another. It has nothing to do with it. It's just basic, blatant disrespect of a Negro. And people threaten you sometimes. You know, I don't know, maybe because I'm black also. You know, I'm wearing dreadlocks. But they curse you all the day because they, you know, this is what they feel. You go behind the car that's pulling out. Your car behind them, they still don't acknowledge you. You're 6'3", and they don't see you. But this mm-hmm. is just what we have become. You know, but the prison planet is the way they're heading. And so, you know, it is what it is. Bless up.
Thank you, 52. Thank you very, very much. There are other road users that will tell you that not only is it an offense to use your phone while driving, but you are actively and constantly risking people's lives. Okay, Ms. Nuri, let's move to this story quickly. Price comparison portal for breadbasket items to launch. That's the 20th of June, 2024. Mm-hmm. Did you know that we have a National Trade Committee?
Do we?
Yeah.
I assume they were present at this Afri Exim Bank trade show.
You can't tell by this article.
Oh, of course.
Senator Barry Griffin, deputy chairman of the National Trade Committee, revealed yesterday a price comparison portal will be launched by them to compare the cost of breadbasket items among retailers. Speaking in the Senate, Mr. Griffin said consumers will be able to access the portal via the Consumer Affairs website to view and compare prices at various stores throughout the country. Mr. Griffin explained that prices will be verified by inspectors at the Consumer Affairs Department and will be updated as inspectors carry out their routine visits. These prices will have been confirmed by price inspectors at the Consumer Affairs Department. We are launching the website in stages. By the end of July, prices will be listed of all breadbasket items at various stores across Bimini, Andrus, Cat Island, Exuma, Abaco, Eleuthera, and New Providence. He said the National Trade Facilitation Committee aims to enhance the efficiency and transparency of trade procedures, reducing unnecessary delays and costs for businesses engaged in trade. Mr. Griffin said the committee is working on bringing a Competition Act into law. This will be the means by which the Bahamas can deliver fair market conditions. He said the committee is working to reduce the price of imports by opening new import markets and exploring a new trading relationship with Brazil. He said last month, the commission led a delegation to Brazil. Caller, hold the line for me. We met with the members of the government of Brazil. We in the Bahamas may begin to import more goods directly from Brazil and cut out the middleman in the USA. As a result, in most instances, goods emanating from Brazil could be up to 20% cheaper. Stick a pin. That article was the 20th of June, 2024. And yes, I have lots of questions. But let's go to the phone line first. Good morning, caller. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Blessings.
Did you y'all pay attention to that interview the great reporter got with the Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe?
On about the plane, the plane?
Explaining.
The plane, the plane.
Trying to explain the plane.
Yes, I did. I'm going to get to that in a minute, sir.
Okay.
Right now, I'm reading from the price comparison portal for breadbasket items.
Call back.
Call right back.
Okay.
All right, thank you. So here are the questions, Mr. Nuri. Again, what I read was excerpts from the article. Questions: is participation voluntary in the program, and who is responsible for entering price data onto the portal? Will we see that the members of the commission are responsible for that? They will collect data as they are conducting their regular inspections. Question: will stores now be required to maintain Wi-Fi and data access throughout stores by law? Will internet service providers be required to maintain equitable access throughout individual islands and throughout the archipelago? As of 5:45 p.m. on the 23rd of June, that's last night, the RBPF website is still down. The state does not have a good record of website maintenance. The Consumer Protection Commission Bahamas website is also down. The same website, they say that these prices will be accessible, where they will be accessible. It's down. All links for the Consumer Affairs Unit website take you to the Consumer Protection Commission Bahamas website, which is down. And again, why wasn't the African continent or the recent AfriTrade Forum mentioned at all in this article? How is it that we have a whole National Trade Facilitation Committee and it does not appear as if they were at the AfriTrade Forum? These are just questions that came up for me when reading this article. Can you keep the power on? Can you keep not just keep the communication services up and functioning, but with equitable access across the island for people to compare prices? People will typically compare prices while they're in the store. Yeah? Have you even done a little mock test through the building to see where Wi-Fi is accessible within stores? Because it's not accessible everywhere in the store. All right, Mr. Nuri, you go to this phone line, and then we're going to go to the plane, the plane. Good morning, caller.
If you find the plane, let me know. I had to call back on the energy issue, Aaron, because you are 100% correct. If you have no electricity and you have no internet, how am I going to do any digital online nothing? And if we go to a digital money, how do I spend my money when everything's dead?
Right.
I'm at dinner. I just ate up all your steak and lobster in your restaurant and some of your arugula and homegrown veggies. And now I got to pay you. But the cash is gone because we got rid of that. And all we have is a credit card, debit card, or a digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the Wi-Fi down, the internet down, and the light just went out, and your generator out of diesel. Now, what could happen? I could leave the place and say, that's on you, miss.
You just bought a sale.
So you went from where I could have just given $100 cash and we get the thing settled and I get out of there, charges, to a credit card or digital money that has incredible fees and charges if everything's working, but nothing's working. And so this is why for almost 30 years I've been pounding on energy security
and almost no light bills. And I got to thank Perry Gladstone Christie. Remember he said free electricity, 2016?
Mm-hmm.
And you know where that would have come from? Using those carbon credits that they said were pixie dust back then. Now they're real.
Are they?
See, if I'd gone to Egypt, I would have used the carbon credits to get free solar panels to put on your restaurant and your home. So your electricity would have gone from, say, $600 a month down to $18.
Graham.
Yes?
I appreciate what you're saying, but I got to go. The plane coming.
Yeah, watch out now. The plane.
The plane. Thank you very much.
The plane was so you forget the car. See, we haven't spent the money on the plane yet. That's alleged, right? But the car we've
we don't
bought.
Know. Yeah, we don't know.
We bought the car. We bought the car, didn't we?
I still don't know. I still
well,
not
if we
sure.
We didn't buy anything, then why are we talking about it? See, this Thank is you. Distraction after distraction. Have a good one and watch the electricity and the Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Graham. Mr. Nuri, sorry it took me so long.
Mind, we good. I enjoyed the call.
With that WhatsApp of the Alfred Gray. May have been. Absolutely, because I never thought we would have heard from Alfred Gray again, ever in life. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Sign up now for the 2024 Michael Scudery. Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic. Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st. At the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. We are shooting hoops instead of guns. Phone 601-4842 or visit our Facebook page. Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scudery Basketball Classic. Peace on the Streets 2024 is coming.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guard and your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
Back. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. New plane will be used primarily by police, Monroe says. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe has given a further explanation for the government's controversial $2.5 million expenditure for a plane for Family Island travel, telling the Nassau Guardian that the confiscated aircraft will primarily be used by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Monroe pushed back at criticism from the Free National Movement about the expenditure, accusing the party of being dishonest in its outrage. Monroe was accusing the FNM of being dishonest in their outrage, while the FNM is accusing them of being dishonest in their utterances. Mm. And you say, no, y'all being dishonest about your outrage over our utterances. Okay, he said... Quote, this was an aircraft. Producer, let's line up that call. Quote, this was an aircraft, if you were one of the southern islands, Crooked Island, or one of them, where it was interdicted smuggling cocaine, and it was confiscated on that footing. And under the confiscated assets fund, it can then be tasked back to the agency that confiscated it. When we got permission for it to come back to the police, it's been over 9 to 12 months. of the jumping through the hoops of getting this, that and the next about refurbishing it. And so now it's going to be refurbished to be reused by the police. Monroe said, even though $2.5 million has been allocated, it is, quote, not likely, close quotes.
What?
Monroe said, even though $2.5 million has been allocated, it is, these are Monroe's words here, quote, not likely, close quotes, that the full sum will be used for the plane's refurbishment. Monroe initially said the funding allocation for the plane is included in the Ministry of National Security's capital expenditure budget. However, the Nassau Guardian could only find mention of the plane under the Ministry of Finance's capital expenditure head, which describes it as, quote, acquisition of aircraft, close quotes. The Nassau Guardian asked Monroe why the funding was labeled an acquisition, since the seized plane is simply being refitted. He chalked it up to jargon used by the Ministry of Finance in preparation of the budget's documents. Quote, that's how they describe it, close quotes, Monroe said. Quote, you can't buy no plane for $2.5 million. You can't buy a new turboprop plane for $2.5 million. And the fact of the matter is, that's how they describe it, close quote. That all of those were his words. Monroe said the plane is, quote, the plane, quote, is a police aircraft, close quotes, quotes, that will be painted in the RBPF's colors. He said other government agencies may use the plane if they request to do so, and it is not on a police mission. He added, quote, it's just a very simple point. You have an aircraft, you pay for insurance, the insurance bill is the same whether you fly it one flight or 100 flights. The only thing that changes is the fuel and the maintenance runs.
What?
He said personnel from the Road Traffic Department as well as the Ministries of Environment and Transport, two separate ministries, have used police planes before to travel to different parts of the country. Monroe said he did not mention the plane and its refurbishment during his budget contribution because, quote, nothing was paradigm changing, status quo changing about the police getting an aircraft that had been confiscated, close quotes. I thought maybe you didn't mention it because it was in the Ministry of National Security's notes, because it finance expenditure item, is it not? That's what we just read.
Yeah.
It's in the Ministry of Finance's capital expenditure section of the budget. And we thought that's why you didn't talk about it, because it didn't have anything to do with the Ministry of... Quote, the police had gotten two. The Defense Force had gotten two. The theme of the budget debate was changing the status quo. Refurbishing a confiscated plane given to a law enforcement agency isn't changing the status quo, because that happened before, close quotes.
It happened
so
before.
You're saying because the budget had a theme and this part of the budget didn't align with the theme, you didn't deem it necessary to talk about it?
Hmm.
Okay, then. Monroe said the plane is a King Air B-200, which had been stripped of its interior due to a prior use as a drug carrier. The refurbishment will add seats and also outfit the plane with a gurney so it can be used for medical evacuation flights. So I got the impression that the police is already using it.
At the beginning, the police was using it. I'm not sure they're using it for. Okay, the police is using this plane now. That's why I assume that, from the verbiage. But it doesn't have any seats or much seats.
Right. Monroe pushed back at the criticism, accusing the party of being dishonest in its outrage. Wow.
Police evacuation.
Wow. Okay. We continue from the article. The government's shifting explanations about the plane have caused some controversy. Ministry of Finance's capital expenditure... Oh, sorry. About the allocation for the plane in the Ministry of Finance's capital expenditure head, Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, Leon Lundy, said the amount is to cover, quote, the procurement of an aircraft to facilitate travel of government personnel throughout the Family Islands. On Wednesday, the Office of the Prime Minister issued an update saying the aircraft was confiscated by the RBPF and is being repurposed for government use. OPM did not explain why the government allocated $2.5 million in the capital expenditure head in the budget for acquisition of aircraft. If the plane was confiscated by the police, or why Lundy said the government was procuring an aircraft. St. Barnabas MP Shenandoah Cartwright has termed the allocation outrageous. Last week, he called on government to provide a comprehensive utilization plan. We are all out of time. I really wanted to get that on the record. I won't be here tomorrow, Mr. Newry.
No.
Come to work nice and early.
Early.
Talk about whatever you want.
Whatever I want.
Absolutely.
I'm supposed to have guests, so we'll see you
tomorrow. I ain't going to be here.
Yep. Anyway, this has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. We shall see you tomorrow.
I mean, we can see somebody tomorrow.
Yes.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.